At the 2012 NAAA convention, I'm visiting with Daryl Tice with BASF. And first of all, Daryl, tell me what you do for the company.
Yeah, my name is Daryl Tice, working for BASF, responsible for our corn fungicides located out of Research Triangle Park in North Carolina.
Well, obviously, BASF has a lot of involvement, does very supportive of this industry and this organization here. Talk a little bit about that commitment to the aerial application industry.
Absolutely, Chuck. In terms of commitment to aerial application, we really think of it in two levels. One is at the higher level in the NAAA, being large supporters in Operation Safe in the PASS program, and also supporting to get new pilots involved with our scholarships we have. And the other is at the local level with the pilot, making sure that they have the right software with our endorsement of AgSync, and then making sure that we've got a sound relationship to make sure that the product gets applied and they've got a customer for the long term.
You mentioned AgSync. Can you just tell me a little bit about that relationship and what that means to BASF and your customers?
Absolutely. We started our relationship with AgSync a number of years ago, and AgSync is really a workload management software to help increase the efficiency of the aerial applicator. You know, in many of these applicators, it's a very intense period of a number of weeks, and whatever we can do to reduce the stress for that pilot during that intense application is, one, beneficial for that workload on that pilot, but two, we found that it increases efficiency and ultimately results in a better output for the grower.
So let's look at the products that you've got. How do the ones that you're developing or have developed affect both growers and aerial applicators?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we think of developing products, ultimately we're talking about how can we develop a product that delivers value to the grower, and then think about who else gets impacted when that product actually goes and gets applied. You know, some of the products that we have developed and are in creation, specifically for corn, is Headline Amp, and overwhelming majority, over 90% of that, is applied to that corn plant at tassel through an area op. By an aerial applicator. So very critical that we have the aerial applicator involved in that discussion when we're talking about a grower using that product.
Well, I know BASF invests heavily in product research and development. How does this in particular impact the aerial application industry?
Yeah, BASF actually spends over $2 million a day looking for new crop protection products. As far as, you know, being here today at the NAAA, we're sitting in sessions learning about what is top of mind for aerial applicators. You know, things about what can we do with our formulations to make it easier to use in the plane, to reduce the likelihood of drift, and ultimately make a better application or a better event for the applicator and ultimately for the farmer.
You mentioned scholarships a minute ago. Maybe a comment on the two fine young gentlemen that we had those presented to yesterday, and what you see as the value for those scholarships.
Yeah, BASF's truly committed to education, and if you look at the NAAA and really the audience of aerial applicators, you know, there's a lot of opportunity in this industry, and we want to make sure that there's a young, fresh crop of talent coming into this, and offering scholarships is an easy way or an effective way to do that. So we really are committed to making sure that we have new, young, fresh talent coming, and we really support that scholarship.
We appreciate the support that BASF is giving to us to provide coverage here from the NAAA convention. So thank you very much, Daryl Tice with BASF. We've been visiting here at their booth at the NAAA convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.